In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome to Dharma Jam Network News. President Ahmadinejad says the Iranian people will resist with force against the enemies. The president said, quote, for them, subjects like the nuclear issue are pretexts. The key reason for the hostility of the enemies in the past 30 years against Iran is that they want us to pull back so that they can say we have given in. President Ahmadinejad said this after the United States set a weekend deadline for Iran. The U.S. State Department had been vague about the deadline, but narrowed it down on Friday. State Department's acting spokesman, Gonzalo Galigo, that is Galigos, told reporters, quote, we want and we expect a response this weekend. This is while European states involving in the seven-party talks on Iran nuclear program do not insist on a deadline for Iran to answer to the West's package. Iran's IAEA ambassador warned the agency's board of governors not to adopt double standards, saying this can affect regional and world security. Ali Asghar Sultanieh, who was speaking at the extraordinary session of the IAEA board of governors on India's agreement with the agency, added the move would lead to threatening the credibility, authenticity, and comprehensive nature of the NPT. He added the U.S. approval would pave the way for Israel's continual violations and their further pursuing of their military nuclear activities. He said IAEA members, including those that have signed the NPT, face serious restrictions or are deprived of access to nuclear facilities and substances for producing nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. Our planet, the Earth, was denied in parts the shining sunlight today. More than half of residents in the Northern Hemisphere gazed at a total solar eclipse, which started in Canada and was observed in North Pole, as well as many countries, including China and Russia. In Iran, people in the northeastern regions, especially in Mashhad, Gurgan, Saras, got a longer glimpse of the solar darkness. In the capital, the sun started to veil its face at 14:34 local time and revealed its smile again to viewers at 16:28.
Chairman of Iran's Expediency Council says the reason behind Western government's position and sabotage of Iran's nuclear program is to maintain their monopoly of nuclear energy. Speaking at a meeting with university activists in Tehran, Ayatollah Hashemi Rafsanjani said this opposition is not a simple one, rather it's tougher than fighting at a front line. However, Rafsanjani said we intend to break the decades of oil that is old monopoly because Iran needs nuclear energy for its economic viability, stressing that both a strong resistance and a firm national will are needed to win this campaign. He said the Westerners know well that Iran is not seeking to obtain nuclear weapon. Rafsanjani reminded that Iran proved this point during the 1980-1988 Saddam-imposed war by not using non-conventional weapons. He recalled that during the period, Iranians suffered from Saddam's use of chemical weapons but did not respond in the same way. Rafsanjani, who is also chairman of Leadership's Experts Assembly, reiterated that the developed countries know if they prevent the underdeveloped countries from obtaining high technology, the third world would always lag behind them with a wide margin. He emphasized that such discrimination is intensified against Iran since we have both access to good natural resources and rely on the teachings of a dynamic school of thought, namely Islam. Underlying that the core of Iran's future advancement is productivity, Rafsanjani noted that foreign sanctions have always existed against Iran during the post-revolution era, but such hardships have led to the country's independence and the emergence of indigenous industries and self-sufficiency. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA urged the agency's board of governors on Friday not to continue double standards, warning that such biased measures affect regional and world security. Speaking at the extraordinary session of Board of Governors on U.S.-India nuclear agreement, Ali Asghar Soltania said approving such an agreement weakens the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. Declaring Iran's serious opposition about adopting double standards at the IAEA Board of Governors, particularly those pushed by the United States of America, Soltania said such a behavior would weaken the credibility, authenticity, and comprehensive nature of the NPT. Soltania stressed that giving special privileges to the United States would pave the way for Israel's continual military nuclear activities, since Israel refrains from joining the IAEA and is supported by Washington. Following his address, the Iranian envoy told reporters that a U.S. envoy at the IAEA Board of Governors is paving the ground for Israel to expand its military nuclear ambitions. Soltania added the U.S. efforts aimed at approving the IAEA-India agreement is in fact a cover-up service for the Tel Aviv regime. He pointed out that in accordance with that agreement, only some of India's nuclear facilities would be under the supervision of the IAEA. He criticized and condemned the U.S. and some other Western governments' double standards in this regard. Soltania noted that such policies have led to a situation in which an IAEA member that has signed and always respected the NPT, like Iran, is denied the right to have access to peaceful nuclear technology, while the non-member countries enjoy full freedoms in having military nuclear facilities. In English news, the Iranian foreign minister forwarded his special thanks to the entire representatives and foreign ministers at the 15th NAM Foreign Ministers Conference for supporting a declaration document related to Iran's peaceful nuclear program, saying the NAM support is very precious for Iran. According to the foreign ministry, Manoohar Mottaki also lauded the unprecedented amount of agreements reached during the conference. Substituted Friday prayers leader of Tehran urged people to be resistant and observe patience at all times and in the face of Western imposed hardships. Addressing thousands of worshippers at Tehran University, Ayatollah Ahmad Jannati urged continuation of resistance, saying we'll tolerate sanctions and enmities in order to stand tall at our Islamic stronghold. Jannati, who is Secretary of the Guardians Council of the Constitution, added, just like the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, who withstood hardships, we will also continue our resistance. Elsewhere in his speech, Jannati appreciated the judiciary, the intelligence ministry, and the police for arresting, putting on trial, and punishing hooligans and narcotics dealers. He stressed that this decisive move was praiseworthy, because the roots of corruption need to be dried. The cleric said it does not make sense that in Islamic Republic of Iran, someone found guilty of rape could roam freely in the society. He said such measures should have been taken decades ago. Jannati condemned those whom he described as foreign agents who receive awards from Western institutions to condemn such move inside the country.